itself requires compassionate handling of all the places that we take to be self. All the little knots in our own heart and mind that we grab hold of and say, it's me, it shouldn't be me, I am this, I'm not that. That itself is suffering. That moment when the space of the vastness of what we are shuts down around a particular condition. So the healing balm of compassion is the other wing of our practice of wisdom. So breathing with the chest center. This is really for your dis-ease, to whatever degree that is real for you, and for the dis-ease of all beings. So please join in if you know it and if, as you get it. So the words are Om Mani Padme Hum, which means homage, like homage to this quality of compassion. It's like invoking this quality, remembering it, turning towards it, saying, yeah, that quality of compassion which can hear the cries of the world, whether they arise here inside of me or out there. But the thing with compassion is it does not become the cry. It's intimate, absolutely more intimate than anything we know, but it does not identify and limit the space and the magnificence into some particular condition. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. Internally and externally, and take them to be who you are. Body, feelings, sensations, perceptions, thoughts, possessions, patterns, and consciousness. When we cling and take any of that to be me, we suffer, we lose contact with our depths, and we feel bereft. And this compassion is in the service of that healing. So let's chant a few more times, because it's very practical. It's not some kind of esoteric thing. It's for those places that daily, moment by moment, we, and to the extent that we're not awake, are taking hold of experience and trying to weave a story of self around it. That is suffering. Om Mani Padme Hum. May all beings meet themselves with gentleness. May all beings meet one another with kindness. May all beings know the heart's release.